Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We're the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're going to give to you the banyan tree of wealth. In other words, we're going to tell you what's important personally, what's important to the nation, and if you don't want to get conquered, and if you don't want to live in abject poverty, this is a video you absolutely need to watch and listen to. We may even put this on our podcast because the information is too important to ignore, because from this flows other stories. You know what we do here. We need your help. Please share far and wide. It's digital. Share. Also, check out our TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv. People love it. Check it out. And if you want to be on our newsletter, which is one-stop shopping for everything we do, it's free. Over 50,000 people are doing it. Just go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link, and put in your email, and you'll get yours. Now, down to business. Oil, silver, and microchips. And microchips represented by rare earth minerals. Yes. That's your backbone of wealth. And if you control three out of three, you control the planet. Now, personally, gold preserves wealth, and Bitcoin can exponentially improve your wealth. Right now, the price is being artificially suppressed. That's not going to go on much longer. This is a great time to buy. And that leads us into our sponsor, My Digital Money. I wouldn't use anybody else for crypto, Bitcoin. I would not. They're the best there is. No pressure. Complete competence, very professional organization, and you need to align yourself right now with take advantage of what the rich are going to do. They're going to greatly enrich themselves through crypto and Bitcoin because they're buying it all up at bargain basement prices. Well, join them. Go to mydigitalmoney.com. That's mydigitalmoney.com. Okay, when you look at oil, silver, and chips, let's talk about silver, okay, first of all. It's undermined by about 200% now. We need twice as much because of modern high-tech development. We need twice as much as we're getting out of the ground. What complicates that is 70% of all mining operations that produce silver, it's a byproduct. They're really going after iron, copper, lead, and silver is the byproduct. It's hard to improve the silver capacity of those mines. In fact, I'd say it's impossible. 30% of mines are dedicated exclusively to silver. Problem is, it would take years to really increase the volume of retention. So this produces an artificial shortage. In addition, we have legalized fraud out of the Bank of London and Wall Street, our big banks, selling too much paper, not counting on a margin call, and not enough silver to back up the paper. Now, I think under ordinary circumstances, they used to go to jail, but they made it legal the same way the Federal Reserve takes in $1 and loans out $9, inventing $8 out of thin air. Same thing is true, but you can't invent gold out of thin air. You can't invent silver out of thin air. And remember what I've said all along when I've talked about my association with Noble Gold? If you don't hold it, you don't own it. It's that simple. Now, in addition, silver, which is really in short supply now because of legalized fraud and because of underproduction, we are now looking at defense. This is huge. This could cause the confiscation of silver. I'm not sure this is going to happen. I would bet 60-40 no. But there's about a 40% chance that they're going to take it from us. So my defense, national security trumps everything else. Then you've got transportation needs. You've got the solar panels, the cell phones, all our communication devices, our computers. Without them, we're in big trouble. And the same arguments can be made with chips, microchips. And these microchips are common in the same variables. So if you want to live a 21st century lifestyle, You don't want to go back to, let's say, 1950 and live that lifestyle. You got a problem. You got a problem because we have a shortage of silver and chips. Now, chips, Taiwan. We'll get into that a little later. Silver, China has 70% of it. Uh-oh, big deal. And then, of course, there's oil. Let's talk about the oil. You can't project military power without oil. You could never go beyond a localized regional power without oil. The Japanese discovered that. The Germans discovered that in World War II. And I will tell you, the Chinese already know this. You're thinking, does Venezuela have anything to do with this? My answer, do bears go to the bathroom in the woods? Of course it does. But we're going to actually break this down in subsequent segments about how important these minerals are and what's going on. And I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert. What would you say if I told you Russia knew well in advance of our, let's say, foray into Venezuela where we snatched Maduro and his wife? They knew. They knew. And they did nothing. And I'm telling you, it's by design. Stay tuned because we're going to explain this in some detail. And I think you're going to say, amazing. This is just amazing. Again, and I'm going to keep bringing this up today. I did a piece about 5 weeks ago where I talked about there were meetings in Moscow between Witkoff and his equivalent, and also the Chinese defense minister and his equivalent in Russia. You had all three major powers there. And what I told you was a trilateral world control movement had started. And you're saying, does this have anything to do with the World Economic Forum and the Bank of International Settlements? No. No, this is the big conflict. This is why Trump is aligning himself with big tech, Silicon Valley, Peter Thiel, and why he continues to demean Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve, the IMF. He doesn't like any of that. He's moved away from the old style banking and he's moving into digitization. This is why you can count on Bitcoin is going to make you a lot of money if you position yourself correctly. Trump is fully behind it. He's embraced it with two executive orders. But there's oil again. Oil, you can't run your supply chain. You can't project military power. People can't drive to work. And even if you couldn't drive to work if you had public transportation, but what do you have to have for that? Oil. Oh, but wait a minute. We could go all electric. Silver and chips. Yeah. That's a problem, isn't it? But we're going to come back and we're going to be following up on these ideas and talk about the geopolitics. I know I got your attention when I said Russia knew we were going to snatch Maduro. And the question is, why didn't they do anything about it? The answer is we know on the Common Sense Show, and we're about ready to share it with you. You know, I watch the news releases on Fox, CNN, I catch the top of the hour stuff. And for the most part, they are absolutely clueless. And they don't allow guests to come on and give a broad dissemination of their knowledge. They lock them into a narrow box where they give a predictable response. Sorry, your 30 seconds are up. We move on. Here's the deal. Russia helped the United States take Maduro out of Venezuela. They helped them. And then, of course, they turned a blind eye to other things, and it was intentional. And before you think, oh no, that could never happen, well, I'm going to walk you through it. And when we're done, you're going to say, that makes a lot of sense. I've had this information since the day after Christmas. I was asked to hold on to it until the job was done. Now we're going to talk about the geopolitical implications of what's going on. I just want to remind you of one thing before we go to the break and come back. We are in a situation where a trilateral world is being formed. And we've talked about this. China's dragging their feet. This was a big middle finger to China, and Russia's on board. And it's a good thing. It also negates why TPUSA means nothing anymore. They're not true to their mission, so that's gone. What Charlie did evaporated when the whatever you want to call them took over. And now we're looking at a situation where Russia and the US, through parallel signaling, and I'll describe that term, are now dividing up their relative hemispheres. And Europe is freaking out, as is China. And Israel is not quite as important. They're still important, but they're not quite as important as they were. So this administration can turn their focus away from their mouthpiece, TPUSA, and move on. I suppose that's justice for Charlie, and that may be as close as we come. Hey, we are brought to you by Noble Gold. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Noble Gold is the best there is. And for qualified accounts, you're going to get this silver round. Have you heard of what's happened to the price of silver? Okay, this is a great deal. New qualified accounts, you're going to get this particular coin. Now, let me scroll down here. There's a script they give us. They say, well, if you don't have anything to say, go with the script. The script is good. People in their 40s and 50s, they have no investment for the most part in precious metals. That means they're locked up in the stock market. They're locked up in paper certificate. Oh, bad, 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 bad. Listen, you want to be with Noble Gold for the same reasons I am. And I'll tell you, Noble Gold is the best that there is in what they do, the absolute best. What will you do? Well, one, you'll get your retirement away from the bank because as they falter over the silver crisis, they're going to take your money. Or at least you're going to get a haircut. 30%, 40%, 80%, I don't know. But if you think they're not going to grab your money, which they can do under Dodd-Frank, yeah, they're going to grab your retirement first. They're going to claim pension instability. And then they're going to use that as the excuse to grab a lot of your pension. Then your savings is next. Don't let them have it. Let Noble Gold help you plan your way through this. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. Well, this may be the most bodacious posting I have done. Well, since I broke the Benghazi story, and no, I'm not bragging, but I had inside information from a singular source and I sat on it for 2 weeks. And finally, I said, if you ever want me to give you anything good again and I've given you great stuff, you better go forward with this because they were trying to affect the presidential race of 2012. Well, unfortunately, I don't know who would have been worse, catcher Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. Yeah, terrible choices. And it was kind of funny. I got hammered for what I was saying about Benghazi until it started to all come out after the election. And then people without giving me credit, in fact, I was talking to Brendy Wells about that today. In fact, I'll be on John B. Wells' show tonight. Brendy's John's wife, was a recent guest on our show, knocked it out of the park. But Brandy said to me, that happens to us. We'll break a story, people criticize it, and then take credit for it. And that's what happened with some of the people. That's okay. I'm not in this for the ego. I've told you why I'm in it. Here's where this story is going. This is huge. This is absolutely huge. Okay, first of all, we are sabotaging to a minor degree the war effort for Ukraine. We're delaying intel, claiming operational technical difficulties. Why does that matter? Well, because then Russia can avoid ambushes. Their generals aren't tracked in real time, and they can't be eliminated like we have seen happen so many times. This is a very big deal. This was the carrot that Trump gave to them. Now, there's more. There's more. Not only is there intel delay, there's supply delay. We're calling it logistical shortcomings, supply chain problems. We're making up excuses. And I was told that Zelensky's made over a dozen phone calls to the White House. Where's the weaponry? We're getting destroyed here. Well, Zelensky refuses to concede territory, Donbass, Crimea. If he would do that, Putin would agree to a ceasefire because Putin can't stay in power unless he can demonstrate to the oligarchs that, hey, look, we did gain some things here. Look at, we got a big portion of the wheat basket. We're going to have the U.S. come in and rebuild with their corporations, probably going to be BlackRock, as we have covered before. And we're going to benefit from this. We're going to have an economic boon. And there's rare earth minerals there. And the US is going to take their cut. Russia is going to take their cut. And China's sitting on the pot, pooping their pants because they will lose a lot of dominance over rare earth minerals. That's right. Now, here's what we got in exchange for standing down on Ukraine. Russia allowed us to come in and destroy $8 billion worth of Venezuelan defenses supplied by Russia. Now, our people are good, but I don't know if they're as good as what we're being told in the mainstream media, where Fox News is celebrating every interview they do. Russia stood down. Now, there is no agreement. This is what I've been told. There is no agreement. There is no handshake in the dark rooms. They didn't even communicate with each other. This was all done through the Swiss with the middlemen. And there was parallel signaling that went on. When we slowed down the supply routes, chain, material, and intel to Ukraine and Zelensky, the Russians said by parallel signaling, that's fine. They started sending unencrypted messages that were intercepted. And it detailed where Russian personnel would be and when. Say, whoa, wait, why is that important? Well, if you destroy Russian equipment, you very well may have killed Russian soldiers, and Putin, to save face, would have had to have responded. It just so happens that we did take Russian prisoners, but before the attack, and now they've all been returned, and not a hair on their head was harmed. Now, have you thought about that? If they have Russian equipment, they would need Russian soldiers as advisors, right? Why isn't Putin screaming at the top of his lungs, "You killed Russian soldiers"? They did not. And the only reason they didn't is because we knew where these soldiers would be and when, and they were told not to resist. Putin set this up through parallel signaling. Let's go back to what I said earlier today and again over a month ago. I said there's a trilateral world being formed. China's dragging their feet. And this is directed at China. I'll get to that in a minute. Now, when you take a look at Russia and the United States, they're moving in concert. Russia's going to get what they wanted out of Ukraine and also no NATO membership. The EU is in a mess, and Trump is holding Europe hostage. They're worried about Russia coming after them now. We covered that last week. And they're worried about their so-called sacred fortresses in Eastern Europe are in jeopardy. The U.S. support on Article 5, an attack upon one is attack upon all, is contingent upon the UN, excuse me, the EU agreeing to a ceasefire. Russia then will have their goals met in Ukraine, but also they'll begin to exert colonial imperialism over the stands, Kazakhstan, so forth, okay, over Georgia. No, not where Marjorie Taylor Greene's from. I'm talking about in Europe. Russia will be in a position, at least from an economic imperialistic point of view, be able to start to reconstitute the old Soviet Union, which I've been saying this has been Putin's goal, and I've said this over a decade. And what we're looking at here in this hemisphere is that Venezuela destroys Cuba. It greatly impacts Mexico and Nicaragua and Colombia and Brazil. The communist empires will be toppled quite easily because Venezuela is the linchpin. Plus, there's the foreign policy. If China had any ideas that, hey, we're garnering 70% of the silver market, you're screwed, your military's in trouble, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, the chips will take Taiwan, and that's 90% of the chip production, microchip production in the world. Well, that ain't going to happen because Trump got Japan to come out and threaten China. It's like, holy crap, we got a big problem. And India is fortifying its border with China. This is not an accident. And let's go to a side issue here. Many of you in my audience, and I understood your frustration, and I'm wondering what the hell is Trump doing? Now I understand it. Let me explain it. Why would he increase the H-1 visa program to Indian engineers and undercut wages of college graduates in engineering here in America? And people are saying, this is not needed. Well, it was if you wanted military cooperation from India. See, India is not in this trilateral agreement. Now, I think they can benefit, and I think they can trade with all three, and I think they're going to be allowed to be a second-tier player above everybody else. I think that's definitely where they're going to go, and that's the trade-off for them more fortifying. If China goes after Taiwan, they're now in a two-front war, and then they got to worry about Japan's air power, which is pretty significant. This is really, really devastating to China. China will lose influence in this hemisphere. There's soldiers in Panama, which they're there, in Ecuador, which they're there, in Chile, they're there. They're going to be stranded. They're going to have to withdraw. Cuba is going to collapse. China is in the process now of building surveillance facilities in Cuba. Without Venezuelan oil, it's going to go away. So China, of course, you say, well, they'll turn to Iran. Who do you think is next? I'm interviewing tomorrow morning, and I'll air this later in the day. I'm interviewing Shaheen Gobadi. This is going to be a really interesting interview. Why is this important? Shaheen is a refugee from Iran, served in their legislative branch, prominent, best friends with the exiled leader of Iran, who should be the rightful leader, and they're in France under protection. He's been on my show two times before. He told me about the unrest about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, of what was going on in Iran. He said, Dave, it's just a matter of time. And I said, well, you know, if the mullahs keep up with the nuclear production, they're going to get the crap bombed out of them. And he goes, the Iranian people will support that. Just don't carry it over to Tehran and to other civilian areas where you're going to have large-scale civilian death. And I said, well, that's not Trump style, so I think we're okay there. And he'll keep Israel in check, because the concern with a lot of Iranians is, will Netanyahu go crazy like he did in Gaza? Well, we didn't. Trump kept the lid on Netanyahu. But Iran is on the verge of toppling with massive inflation, huge protests in the capital city and around the country. Farmers are actually withholding crops now. I mean, the mullahs, this is now the latest rumor that's out there. It's in multiple circles. They're asking Putin for asylum. Iran could be that close to collapse. Now, this is good news for America, because TPUSA was being, let's say, manipulated to sell our young people on college campuses on the Judeo-Christian ethic, and it's your Christian Zionist duty to be willing to be boots on the ground in Iran, and it may not take that. And this is why TPUSA is becoming irrelevant to that process, and I expect their donor money to start drying up, especially if this plan goes forward. Now, that leads me to, well, what will Israel gain from all this? Unfortunately, and I'm opposed to this. Look, I don't support Hamas, but to blame all of every Palestinian that Hamas is there, do you think they had a choice? Okay, you may have cartel in your neighborhood. Do you have a choice? You may have organized gangsters in your neighborhood. Do you have a choice? I don't think children and people in hospitals and elementary schools had a choice. But they were treated as combatants, and it's terrible. And unfortunately, what Israel is going to get is, they're going to get Gaza. That's going to be their reward. And I'm sure they're going to get a chunk of Iranian oil. Now, I do think the people in Iran are going to be better off, because Trump is the master of the art of the deal. We're going to set Iran up so they're very efficient oil-wise. The people are going to profit like crazy. The rise of the middle class will come back to both Venezuela and Iran, and they'll support the new leadership. And I think that leadership right now for Iran resides in France, and I'll be talking to one of the leaders on that tomorrow. I'll be discussing a few of these points in a preliminary fashion with John B. Wells tonight on his show, and you may want to tune in. But this is news that's breaking, and I'm telling you, my confidence call on this is 110% because I was told exactly how this was going to unfold. And then my mission, if I'm call this a mission, is to explain this in layman's terms so people understand. And this is part of the PR battle that's going on. And I fully support where this is going, with the exception of Gaza going to Israel. People say, well, do you support the two-state? I don't know. I don't know, because that gives Hamas legitimacy, and that's troublesome to me. But what about the poor people in Palestine? What about that? Are they not human beings? I mean, ultimately, aren't we the are children of the same God? I just can't stomach treating people with such irreverence and disrespect and deadly imperialism. That bothers me. That's the only part of the deal that I don't like. Trump's going to come out of this down the road. He's going to come out of this with a Ukraine war that's going to end. We're going to have a lot of oil. So now let's go back to what I said earlier. Microchips, well, Taiwan's not going to get invaded because the alliances have been lined up, India and Japan, most notable. The microchips will flow, but we're still building microchips factories in the United States, much to the detriment of my electrical and water bills. But that's happening here, and I'd rather have that to deal with than the Third World War. And so if China were to somehow get Taiwan, they're not going to get the whole enchilada, so to speak. So this is a really interesting time that we live in here. I have to hand it to Trump, and I'm going to say this, he ain't done. Mark Carney is panicking. This ex-London bank official. You know what that means, right? All those paper certificates working out for you, Mark. Anyway, he came out in opposition to Trump and what he did in Venezuela. He's freaking out. He should. The world economic system is changing, and the Bank of London ain't in it. Do you hear what I'm saying? The central bank system under the Bank of International Settlements and the IMF and the World Bank, they ain't in it. There's a pivot away. And I told you Trump was aligning with a group of very rich oligarchs from Silicon Valley, namely Peter Thiel, people like that. And people have problems with that, and I understand that. But Trump has aligned with them to displace the old order. This is actually the forces that John McCain went up against and why he lost the election, because he couldn't gather up alternative power to match the money and power that was behind Obama. Trump isn't having that problem. Will this result in a world war? Only if they can convince China they can win. Reality, Russia is now neutralized. China is crapping their pants because they don't have their Russian ally. Oh, in name only, and to keep face up, and so the Chinese aren't terribly humiliated. It'll look like things are normal, but they're not. I said this in 2016 in the campaign. I said, the biggest enemy of the globalist banking system is a Putin-Trump alliance. Now, let me frame this for you. As soon as Trump got into power, actually, when he was elected, before he took office, what happened? The Russian collusion delusion. Why? Because that was a globalist banking system backing these cronies, yeah, named Obama and Peter Strzok and that whole group, backing them to take down Trump by linking him to Russia, and you're a puppet of Russia. This is why there's been no communication in what I'm telling you about here with Venezuela. No communication. It's all middlemen. There's nothing for the Democrats to trace. And then if we lose the midterms to the Democrats, then they don't have a basis to impeach Trump. Maybe they don't need a basis. But the reality is, no communications. The Swiss handled it. Both sides benefited. Maduro's out. And I got to tell you, the number two that's in there She better play ball with Trump or she's going to be out. Iran's on the verge of collapse, and China may have silver. They may get microchips. I don't think so. But if they did, they don't have the oil to project military power. And that's what this is about. Have I not been hinting at this for over a week? Since I got this information the day after Christmas, I was told you can do partial releases. You can start talking about silver and the silver crisis, which I did right after Christmas. Actually, right on Christmas Day, I did. And now we're looking at this is coming to fruition. Does this solve all the problems? No, because Mark Carney has a bigger problem. I'm so glad to see this. There are four provinces. We've covered this. And what are they looking to do? Leave Canada and gain territorial status in preparation for eventual statehood in the United States. And then there's New California. Now, I'm hoping that Trump moves on New California very quickly. And why am I hoping that? Well, because you would have two senators that would back Trump. You would also have about 24, 25 representatives, because California had split 20 million, 20 million. The old regime now under Newsom, the new regime under Paul Preston, and you would have this huge split. The balance of power in the House would be dramatically GOP. Trump needs to move on this immediately. Now, there's one more piece to this puzzle that's going to fall into place. What's going to happen with Greenland? You could take this one to the literal bank. Denmark, which owns Greenland, when they don't get much benefit from that ownership. Denmark has said, no way are you ever coming in here. Da, 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 da. We need the rare earth minerals. Same as Venezuela. It's not just oil, it's also rare earth minerals. Why? Microchips, weapon systems. Trump will get Greenland. He said today, we're a couple of years away from discussing Greenland. We're not. Things are going on right now. Remember what I said? Trump. Using Article 5 and our contingent approval, you better go along with this peace deal with Zelensky and Putin. And if you don't, well, you just piss Putin off. You're on your own. You're on your own. We're going to make you fund your entire war against him. Can you beat Putin? I don't think they believe they can beat Putin. So here's how this whole thing is going to go down in Greenland. The EU is going to pressure Denmark. Hey, look, we want to keep Europe intact. Do you really want to return to the instability of 1945 and we're all worried about being taken over by this communist monster? Do you want to go back to that? Okay, we'll make it worth your while, Denmark, but you've got to concede Greenland to the United States. In exchange, Trump honors Article 5 and we stay in NATO. But what he's also doing that I like is he's saying you're going to bear the burden of the cost. 5% of all national budgets must go to military, according to Trump's demands. So this is the global empire wrapped up on this moment today on January the 6th in the afternoon. Really interesting times we live in, wouldn't you say? Tell me what you think. Leave a comment. And if you get a chance, check out my interview tonight with John B. Wells. Because we're going to cover some of this probably in a little more detail. John has his sources too. It'll be interesting when we get together and put our heads together. Now, Brendy and I did talk today for about 20 minutes, and we got into a few things, and I can tell they know more than the average newscaster on Fox, way more. So I think it's going to be a good exchange. We're also going to update you on the latest on TPUSA. And they're being rendered impotent as we speak. And I hope they enjoy their $140 million because I really do believe as all this unfolds, the Israeli donors aren't going to need them. That money is going to go away. And I think it's befitting how they, well, I'm just saying it's poetic justice. Charlie's audit was not honored for obvious reasons. They have not honored Charlie by changing the mission of TPUSA. Not following what he wanted, they're getting what they deserve. And they know it. And this is why they're panicking. And at the end of the day, I have to give some credit, actually a lot of credit, to Candace Owens because she got me thinking along these lines. And I started going and doing my own research. And every time Candace has said something, I've been able to verify just about every part of it. Candace deserves a lot of credit. And to Charlie Kirk, I'll say this to you in heaven looking down on us. Charlie, I don't think you're going to get judicial justice. It's a rigged event. But I think in the hearts of people that really matter to you, your Christian remnant, your brotherhood, there's been justice done. We honor your memory and your work. I can only shudder to think what would happen if Kamala Harris was in the White House with all these variables right now. We'd be flying the Chinese flag in our capital one day. We'd be the victims of a Red Dawn invasion. And Charlie, you had a lot to do with us not going down that path. And America should, this is why you got the presidential honor, Charlie, posthumously. You earned it. And I think history will judge you to be one of the greatest American loyalists ever and maybe put you on a pedestal right there next to Nathan Hale. You don't know who that is? Look it up in a history book. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges, the host. Really glad to be with you. We're freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we have a really interesting analysis of TPUSA. My intent, and I want to state this from the top, I'm not a destructive person. I don't seek to destroy anybody or any organization, but I do seek to delegitimize those that become false bearers of the truth. And the truth would be the scripture from Jesus. And there are many that will come in Jesus' name. Matthew 24 verses 4 and 5 say, many will come in Christ's name and seek to deceive. This is exactly what TPUSA is doing. And that's in my humble Christian-oriented worldview. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to talk about some things here that is both critical for purpose, not for slander or defamation. I'm not after destroying anybody. But I don't want influences promulgated based on false scriptural principles, based on people who are highly hypocritical in their actions. And we're going to expose this on the show. But I'm also going to be the bearer of some good news. If you think the influence of TPUSA should be lessened, despite the fact that they've acquired $140 million since Charlie's death, you're going to be encouraged by what I'm going to be telling you today, because the role that TPUSA was slated to play back on September 10th is not nearly as important now as it was then. And you're saying, wow, that's pretty stunning, Dave. What are you talking about? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned. I do want to share this with you, and I've been asked by some people to do a, I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. I've been asked by some people to do a recording of the NanoSoma products and what they did for me in some detail. I'm not going to do that here. I'm just going to say this. You got the spray, you got the gel for the joints, you got the spray for restoration of your immune system, and you got the cream for fine line wrinkles and, all kinds of really cool stuff like cuts and burns, and you've seen me go through a couple instances with that on screen. It's all available to you. And it's preventative, restorative, and it works. It worked for me. I am the best version of myself today, and I owe it to these products. Well, my stubborn determination too. When I walked out of the doctor's office after I got that terrible prognosis saying, those strip lung linings, Dave, aren't coming back. My VO2 functioning is better now than it was before I got the strip lung linings. That's what I got to say. So how do you get your product? All you got to do is go to. This is all you got to do. I want my health back. And who doesn't? I want my health back.com/Dave Hodges. I want my health back.com/Dave Hodges. Okay. We are looking at a situation here where TPUSA was figuring prominently into the Israeli model We have to control America for our own foreign interests. Mostly it was foreign imperialism. And that we have to convince the young people that supporting Israel is the same as supporting America. It may even be more important from a scriptural standpoint. We're going to bring over 1,040 pastors and get them to convince people from the pulpits. Well, world events have happened. And as I unfold the events today, as I tell you about, I mentioned before to you about a trilateral agreement, right? Russia, China, the United States. Regional hegemony, and it's basically regionalization, not ideological competition between the three superpowers. China's not fully on board yet. Russia is fully on board. Oh, wait until you hear what I have to say. Okay, well, at one time we absolutely needed Israel to combat what's coming. We still do to a large extent in the Middle East and potentially with China. And we do need the Israeli alliance. It's beneficial to the United States. I am not willing to go to Israel first, America second. Not going to go there. But I am willing to go in with a partnership with Israel with regard to negating Chinese influence, particularly in the Middle East and Africa. And this is where Israeli participation becomes really important. And you're going to find most Americans will be on board with these policies once they become public. And they're on the verge of becoming public. And I will tell you this, organizations like TPUSA to be a mouthpiece for Israeli foreign policy and tying it into your spiritual commitment to the Judeo-Christian ethic, that's no longer going to be that important. And I'm almost thinking that the donors like Adelman, I think that they're having buyer's remorse because if they don't know what I know, and I'm going to be sharing this with you today in several segments, they will soon know. And Netanyahu has no trouble hanging out anybody, even his big donors. Now, do I expect the AIPAC influence to lessen? No, I don't. But it's going to be reshifted in a way that benefits you, the American taxpayer. Do I want AIPAC regulated? You're darn right. I want all foreign lobbying stopped with our leaders. All. No campaign contributions from any foreign leader. I don't care what nation you're from. I don't care if you're from Canada, Mexico, Israel, Russia. I don't care where you're from. You should be having no monetary influence over our leaders. But unfortunately, China, Israel, even Russia, through backdoor sources, has big influence. Japan, same thing. Mexico, same thing. We can't have this and be an independent nation. We can have cooperative behavior without submission. And Israel has demanded submission. Now, we're in the driver's seat right now, as you're going to find out today. Now, there's another thing that I wanted to bring up with regard to TPUSA. And it's the apparent flip of Mitch Snow saying totally bizarre things. Now, I don't know if this is made up, but this is internet bots, disinformation being put out about him, or has he been flipped? I'll just say this. Let's go worst case scenario. He's been flipped and he's going to back away from his claims that he's made because family is threatened. He's threatened. Yeah, I mean, some kind of coercion going on. Let's assume that's the case. It's too late. I don't care if he does backflips all the way to China. It doesn't matter. Because what happens is we have the official receipts, the base logs at TPUSA, verification of Mitch Snow's claims in real time. Flip-flopping doesn't take that back. So we have official receipts that he was there and Candace put him through this litmus test. Was it this person? No. Was it this person? No. Was it this person? Yeah, that person. We have that. Okay, so we have official receipts. We also have the debunked alibis of Erica Kirk, Brian Harpole, the head of security, and Erica's ex, maybe ex-boyfriend, Cabot Phillips, we have debunked alibis where time frames don't match the attempted alibis. Okay, and then we have the suspicious timing of them being on the base in close proximity to the event. So I don't care if Mitch Snow gets intimidated out of his original and I believe truthful story. That doesn't matter. Now, I want to go back also too and mention very quickly about Matthew 24, verses 4 through 5. Many will come in my name. I believe that's TPUSA. It's my personal and spiritual belief that they are not a sincere Christian organization. Not they're not Christians in there trying to do good work, but I'm talking leadership. I'm talking leadership. With the financial faux pas that we have seen, exposed by yours truly, exposed by people like Wolves in Finances, with Zach DiGregorio, all the people who've looked at their finances, I mean, we're making payments for what? We don't know. But it's supposed to be public record to state senators like Jake Hoffman, stock investments. Excuse me, this is a nonprofit. You got Tyler Boyer living in an unbelievable mansion who rose up right after his ascension into TPUSA to where he went from he couldn't handle an $11,000 judgment in 2020 to today. Well, just recently put what, $650,000 down in a 200,000, excuse me, a $2 million house. Where'd that money come from? Yeah, this is what we have to talk about. The designer suits worn by Erica, these elaborate events, all the traveling, the $140 million coming in. And I'm reminded of another biblical verse. The love of money is the root of all evil. And I believe we're seeing that play out in TPUSA. So, you know, Mitch Snow, I don't know if these are bots or false stories about Mitch. I would suspect that's a 50-50 probability. But even if he's been flipped, it doesn't take back what I've said, and it doesn't change the overt non-Christian character of TPUSA. They can invoke the name of Jesus all they want, but actions speak louder than words. And right now, your actions are screaming at me and the general public that we can't trust you. You're not a Christian mission. You're not about free speech. Hell, Netanyahu, who's your primary supporter, right, through his donors, Netanyahu has come out against the American First Amendment. I had a family member reading this to me the other day. Excuse me, President Trump's not going to do this. But Netanyahu, you're going to get the big middle finger from America as a whole if this became really public beyond just a platform like this. But our First Amendment's going nowhere. And the fact that you would even make that comment should turn America against you. Now, Israel is a needed ally. Netanyahu isn't necessarily a needed leader for the needed ally. And I would hope Israel could come to its senses and find a way to change leadership. Because I can't support Netanyahu, but I do support a joint defense pact with Israel. That's strong and unwavering and more important than NATO. And President Trump, and you're going to see this today, is backing away from NATO as he should. I called for him to get out of NATO in his first term. Well, he's a little more diplomatic than Dave Hodges. I was the bull in the China closet saying, hey, just cut it off. NATO sucks. I'm tired of supporting them. I'm tired of paying for them. I'm tired of their duplicity. I'm tired of saying, we need you, we need you, we need you. And we come to the rescue, and then they just crap on us. I can't stand the EU. Their leadership is horrendous. It's incompetent and immoral at the same time. And I said, get out of NATO. Well, Trump is extricating us from NATO, but he's using the last remnants of NATO to hold Europe hostage to be a responsible bloc of nations. And what he's doing is brilliant. And I have been told, and I know the source, and I could probably quote the source, but let's put it this way. I want the source to keep talking to me. So I'm just going to say this. Trump's position, along with the US government, is indifference towards TPUSA. And this is a departure from what we saw at the memorial for Charlie. There's been a shift. And that's because there's been a shift in global politics. And also, too, I believe the inner workings of TPUSA frightens people in the U.S. government because of the fact that there is what looks like funny business. Shall we call it alleged funny business that should be investigated? Will there be investigations into TPUSA? Not as long as Israel thinks they can somehow make use of them. Now, TPUSA is not in a position any longer, I think, to mold the youth of America to this pro-Zionist worldview. I don't think that's the case any longer. They've lost the battle in the polls, and they've lost their need to do so based on what's coming. And you're saying, Dave, what's coming? Stay tuned. Later segments are going to get really, really interesting. And I will give you a clue. Here's a spoiler alert. I did a piece month, 5 weeks ago, said there was a trilateral agreement in negotiation between China, Russia, and the United States. I can tell you this, two-thirds of that agreement are solidified. Not formally, not documents, not treaties, but by parallel agreements. And I'll explain that a little later. China is the lone wolf out there trying to get as much as they can get before they get locked into what's inevitable for them to have to join. And this renders TPUSA much less important. But I still worry about the fact that when they go on these college campuses and you got someone like Cabot Phillips taking Charlie's place as a speaker, what the influence will be on some of the people in the audience. Not moving America youth as a whole, but moving some of the individuals into directions which are not good for their spiritual, mental, or physical health. Yes, I believe TPUSA is toxic to the young adults of America, and I worry about their continued operation because of the marginal effect they'll have and the lives that they can damage with their negative influence. And I'm just going to give you one example. What's it say about the grief process and the respect for the departed and the honoring of the work of a great man in Charlie Kirk? I didn't say he was perfect, but he was great. And then we have a mock-up of the tent that he's killed in, and you can take selfies next to his portrait at the America Fest event in Phoenix. If that doesn't make your skin crawl, then nothing will. Do you want that kind of influence over your kids who are in college? America, do you? Do you want those people imparting moral lessons and spiritual lessons to your people? No, this is what I mean. In my humble opinion, TPUSA is toxic. I wasn't saying this in August of this year. I've had nothing but praise for Charlie Kirk and his work. And I didn't agree with everything he said. But I said, overall, this message is strong, it's powerful, it's impactful, and it's good. And it's good for the youth to hear him. And it was good for the youth to observe his resilience as he would face unbelievable insults and just come back with facts, calmly, First Amendment respect for the person he's talking to. So I love Charlie Kirk. I miss him greatly. I miss his work. TPUSA is not Charlie Kirk. This is a different organization, and I'm happy to report for the benefit of people they could influence. They're going to influence a lot less, but we need to make sure they influence nobody in that age group, not with this leadership. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.